Hello.
Hello.
It's nice to be back. It's nice to be asked to be back on a more regular basis, actually.
Yay!
Yay! So, I don't think I've ever been here where children have been here at the same time. This is lovely. It's just great. I love the energy. So, and it kind of goes with my thing that I'm going to read to start out. It says, "What's this you're writing?" asked Pooh, climbing onto the writing table. "The Tao of Pooh," I replied. "The how of Pooh?" asked Pooh, smudging one of the words I had just written. "The Tao of Pooh," poking his paw away with a pencil. "Seems more like the owl of Pooh," said Pooh, rubbing his paw. "Well, it's not," I replied. "Well, what's it about?" asked Pooh, leaning forward, smudging another word. "It's about how to stay happy and calm under all circumstances," I yelled. "Have you read it?" asked Pooh. Sometimes I wonder, sometimes I become acutely aware that I have something still to learn. That which continues to revolve around us is usually a lesson still awaiting recognition. And the title of this talk is called Decisions: How Did We Get to Be Where We Are and Who We Are? So I know that when love, friends, and money revolve around me, I give thanks. And so this time I'm giving thanks, not just simply for the young lady who's running, which I do truly love, not a problem there. But there's other things in my life that are revolving around me. And I just want to give thanks for all of it and release it. Frank and I were talking earlier, and if we sow seeds of division in our own community through gossip and just our behaviors, we can't turn around and then speak of unity for the world. So let's remember that with our families and friends. So, how did I get here? What do I have to learn again? And how did all of you get here? I mean, our mothers, to be sure, and then that person who fertilized this unique embryo that became us. But it's so much more than that. So much more than that. And I've talked about this before, but we must indeed recognize our childhood, all of the good things and all of the disheartening events that happened while we were growing up. However, in truth, how we got here today really happened to our circumstances as we grew to adults and our choices, our decisions. Should we move here or there? Should I marry this person or that person? Should I be happy in the career that I've chosen? Am I straight or gay? All of these decisions, they go on and on and on. What is my faith? Do I want to move? Do I want another cat or another dog? Perhaps I'd rather have a rabbit or a bird. Am I ready to move into an RV? Or am I going to stay in a tent until my back says I can't get up off the ground anymore? Those questions plague me. And the point is that we're constantly surrounded and bombarded by these kind of choices that we have to make in our lives. And many people I know are indecisive. And some are decisive to the point of being authoritarian. Both of them drive me crazy. They both do. Where to eat? What movie to see? Do they want to go for a walk? For one, there's no clue in their decision making. And for the others, there's just no discussion about their decision. So how we make decisions is mostly based on what we've learned. And if you're indecisive or highly decisive, it may go back to parental or employer influence. If someone's growing up with overbearing parents or a demanding boss, they may not have had an opportunity to make decisions independently. and there was never a chance for the person to fail or succeed by themselves. And when they're given the opportunity to make a choice, they're left looking for someone else to make that choice for them. The opposite of this is also true. I have a friend who is very, very decisive and not very open to discussion. After talking with her, she told me that every decision she made growing up had to be right, and she had to be able to defend it to her parents, and or she would be in trouble. And now she's just beginning now to see how that definitiveness is seen by others as being critical. Other thoughts are that if you're indecisive or highly decisive, you might be a perfectionist. We all know people. Or you might simply be a people pleaser. We all know those people. We all worry about what other people think, regardless of how we make those decisions, and continuously struggling internally between a choice, A, what you want, and choice B, what others want. It is possible that there's so much information that we lose sight of the bigger picture. That happens to me frequently. And there is a temporary inability to focus on what matters. We get lost in all of the details, and then we become overwhelmed. And what happens when we get overwhelmed? We don't make a decision. We don't move forward. I watch TV and eat cookies. That's my preference. Most likely, our decision-making is simply a lack of self-confidence. And though we know which direction we should move to achieve our goals, self-doubt and lack of confidence pushes us to procrastination. I found these 5 steps on the internet, and among all of those individuals on the internet who are trying to tell us how to live our lives, I found these the most impactful. And I read many, many decisions about life choices. One is look beyond the moment. Go into the future, go into the past, look around you and see what's happening. Evaluate whether it's a head choice or a heart choice. The third is consider if you could survive if you were disappointed with the outcome. Fourth, respect the effect and influence of your decision on others. And 5, go with what you know is the right thing to do. But what does that mean, to go with the right choice? I think it means doing the thing that is morally for the best, or morally for the best of everyone, not just for yourself. But then we have the word morally, which can take us to a whole nother conversation. And I'm not going to go there today, except to say this. Dante wrote that the darkest places in hell are reserved for those who maintain their neutrality in times of moral crisis. The meaning of these words have never felt clearer to me. We are told there is no sin greater than an action, but in times of great uncertainty and moral ambiguity, how do we know what is the right thing to do? How do we know that what we choose to do is going to move us and our communities and our life forward? And I believe the answer comes from within each one of us, our own moral imperative, so to speak. Arthur C. Brooks' book, Strength to Strength, states, there are 2 pillars of happiness. One is love, and the other is finding a way of coping with life that does not push love away. One is love, the other is finding a way of coping with life that does not push love away. And I struggle with that statement, not because it's not true, but because it is so accurate. My pattern of decision making is to react quickly and to throw grenades. And I was talking with another friend about this, and she agrees. She goes, I love grenades. And then we decided that maybe we could throw paint bombs and just maybe color the situation, right? Or maybe we could throw bouquets of roses at you. I don't know. I don't know. We came up with a lot of things. But I throw grenades. And with that, I blow up the bad things, but I also have a habit of blowing up the good things. And sometimes I want to blow up the good things because I'm afraid. And mostly I do these things out of fear. I am so fearful. I am so fearful of so many things. There are times recently that I do just simply sit at home and do nothing but read. When I really need is to work on a talk or get out in the garden. We don't often talk about illnesses and diseases in our centers, unless, of course, we are praying for someone else. And we've been told, at least I have, that if you have faith, and you know, sometimes I think I talk about faith too much in my talks. And honestly, as I was saying to Frank earlier, I do not always walk my talk. And recently, my faith has lagged a bit. There's so much going on in the world. I feel overwhelmed and a little bit fearful in my own skin sometimes as I walk down the street. I seem to be going forward and not fumbling, but also I don't have any real direction at times. Just going day by day, doing what needs to be done and trying not to throw those grenades to make something happen, to cause disruption, something to create false purpose. Reverend Dr. Susie Schladl gave a series of talks this spring. I think they were called the Questions for Spiritual Living. But the three talks focused on moving forward when we feel blocked or overwhelmed. Much like the 5 points I pointed out earlier, these questions hit home for me in terms of making decisions and living my purpose. The first is, did I live wisely? The answer for me is nope. I did not live my life wisely early on. I had to grow into my sobriety and my life and into my education. But do I live wisely now? Do I trust in various situations with friends and family? Do I trust them? And do I believe in my choices? Am I being wise? The second question is, did I love well throughout my life? In my experience, again, not always. I was not always a kind or considerate partner. I frequently loved people who did not treat me well. I reflect on the past to my present, and I see these people in my life now. I see all of you, and I ask myself, do I love well now? The final question is, did I serve greatly? So though it is true I have served myself greatly in the past with no thought of the greater good, again, I have to consider the question in the present. Do I serve greatly now? I do not ask if I do enough. Now I try to ask myself if I can do more. I try to get clear. Is this simply for me? Or am I serving through my faith and belief that we are all truly one? The message that I receive from all these talks is of Reverend Susie is, don't wait till the end to find out. I invite you to consider these questions now. Now, at this point in your life, and make the necessary changes now, before you end up on your own deathbed. Don't wait for that final curtain call. Do you live wisely? Do you love well? And do you serve greatly? It doesn't matter how we came into this world. We're all mothers and fathers, and I celebrate this day, and I give my thanks. And we've all raised each other through these centers to be who we have become. or sometimes turbulent paths can be a shining beacon that pushes us forward, as I have felt recently, and I have never doubted there was more for me to do. I just needed to let circumstances unfold to figure out what it was and how to do it with no grenades. I'm going to end this morning with the following statement by Joe White, who's the CEO of the Firewalking Institute out of Delaware. He wrote this recently. He said, "Life certainly doesn't wait for a convenient time to make its presence felt. All these years and experiences have made me stronger and more confident to quiet the voices of fear and to listen to my truth. Today, the negative self-talk, although not desired, serves a purpose to take no moment too lightly and never just go through the motions. It's common for individuals who want to do something, but when the negative voices come, they see that as a sign that they are on the wrong path and stop and sabotage themselves. Fear and doubt are normal. What you do when it shows up is the difference between doing and quitting. We can run or rise. We can see it as a red light or a green light. And I cannot find anything to impede me from doing what I am here to do. We are all here for a reason. We are responsible for figuring out that reason and taking action and pushing through our noise. There will always be noise from inside our heads, or from the naysayers, or even our friends who doubt us and don't want to support us on our path because they're afraid for us. Choose your own path. Never let anything get in the way of you living your life of purpose, not even you. Courage is never the absence of fear. Courage is going on despite the fear. Find and live your purpose and share it with others. Live wisely, love well, and serve greatly. The world needs you, especially right now. And the world needs all of us right now to do those three things. We have to shout love from our hearts now if we want to heal the world. Thank you.